would you marry somebody if you were not in love with him or her? So there's been some really fascinating studies now. That was across 11 countries. And United States, it was about 2.5% of people said that they would marry somebody if they were not in love with that person. But if you looked at India and Pakistan, for example, about half of the respondents said that they would marry somebody who they weren't in love with. We can be judgy about that living in the United States, but if you look at how satisfied and stable their marriages are, they do just as well as we do, even a little better by some metrics. The Romantic era saw this rise of a moral imperative. If you're not passionately living your life, if you're not living at the edges of your emotional experience, you're not making the most of your life and you're squandering it. And that's actually immoral, which is pretty wild. And when couples do expect that kind of high activation emotion, that passion to sustain all the time, they're sorely disappointed. One of the areas of research I love the most are these studies of couples who do find a happily ever after. These couples have been married 40, 50 years. And what you find with those couples is if you look at the different kinds of love, so there can be passionate love, sexual driven kind of love. What drives the happiest couples is companionate love. It's this love that I just really love spending time with my partner. I think my partner is a cool person. We're actually great friends, if not best friends. That's what sustains these couples across decades, and actually then serves as a foundation then to support the other kinds of love.